From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington. The head of one of Syria's most powerful armed opposition groups is dead, killed in an airstrike near Damascus. The Serbian army claimed responsibility for a strike on the meeting of the Army of Islam that killed 42-year-old founder Zanran Alush and silver other members of the group. The rebel group, which is one of the largest, has already appointed a top field commander as Alush's replacement. His death does deal a significant blow to the armed opposition, bolstering President Bashar al-Assad ahead of new peace talks scheduled to begin early in the new year. An Iraqi army spokesman says Iraqi troops have pushed deeper into the heart of Ramadi, where they've been engaged all week in an offensive to take back a government complex from Islamic State militants after losing control of the city 7 months ago. Recapturing the complex would tip the balance in Ramadi, since it would once again give the army control of Anbar's provincial capital. But the neighborhood surrounding is dotted with landmines. The spokesman says soldiers are using airstrikes to clear explosives and help them regain ground. He said they are now within a few hundred meters of the government complex, but declined to give a timetable for the final push. Israeli police say they have shot and killed a Palestinian who tried to stab one of their officers in Jerusalem in the latest deadly incident in a three-month spate of violence. On Friday, Israeli soldiers shot and killed a Palestinian woman in the occupied West Bank and a 22-year-old man near the border of the fence in Gaza. South Sudan's President Salva Kiir has dissolved the country's 10 states and established 28 new ones in their place, a move critics say undermines the power-sharing deal signed in August after a two-year civil war. Rebel leadership has not yet issued a response. President Kiir and rebel chief Riek Machar have repeatedly accused each other of breaking peace deals. This is VOA News. The United Nations Children's Fund is warning poor rainfall and the El Nino weather phenomenon are putting hundreds of thousands of children at risk for hunger and disease in parts of eastern and southern Africa. Lisa Schlein has details.
The UN Children's Fund reports the well-being of hundreds of thousands of children already suffering from food shortages is likely to worsen under these conditions. Spokesman Christoph Bouyerak says it is particularly concerned about high levels of malnutrition among young children in Malawi.
Almost half of the children are already undernourished because Malawi struggles to cope with drought and with the first maize deficit in a decade.
Bouyerak says El Nino, severe flooding, and a prolonged drought, as well as a stagnant economy, have added to the country's food shortages. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Muslim rebels' Christmas attacks on Christian villages in the southern Philippines have killed at least 14 people. Officials say today that casualties included 9 Christian villagers gunned down by insurgents from the group known as the Bangsamoro Islamic Freedom Fighters. At least 5 of those rebels were killed by government forces on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. President Obama celebrated Christmas in Hawaii with a visit to enjoying his leisure time with his family and visiting the military to thank them for their service.
And it's still dangerous, as we saw this past week. We had some outstanding brave men and women who were killed. And so we never take for granted what all of you do for the American people. You help keep us free. You help keep us strong. And whatever service you're in, whatever branch, we are extraordinarily grateful for everything that you do every single day.
Earlier in the day, the president made phone calls to other service members from each branch of the military stationed around the world. A fast-moving brush fire early today in Southern California has threatened more than 24 homes and forced evacuations and closed some highways. Ventura County officials, which is right along the lower coast of California, said the blaze started about 11 p.m. local time Friday and burned about 100 hectares near the Solimar Beach by 1 a.m., an hour later, it had grown to 365 hectares. The flames have stopped rail traffic in the region. California has been under drought conditions for the past 4 years. Homes are evacuated, cars submerged, and boats being brought in to help people to safety today in parts of England, Scotland, and Wales as they face severe flooding caused by repeated heavy rains. It is Boxing Day holiday, but it's been a battle against the elements in that region. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.